Hello, everybody, and welcome to Part of Me Podcast, created and hosted by me, Jamie Reynolds, where I will be providing techniques and guidance on starting, maintaining, and measuring your plan to fulfill those desired goals in your life. If you are ready to start achieving your goals, join me every Sunday and stay tuned to the end of this episode. Make sure you visit my webpage for free printables. Now, let's get to work. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome, welcome back. How are we feeling? Self-check. If you have not self-checked today, I'm reminding you to do a self-check. I feel like it's important to do self-checks at various times of the day. And if not, minimum 3 to 4 times a day. One, when you first wake up, first thing in the morning. Second, the first half of your day. So if you have a 9-to-5 work schedule, you kind of know what the first half of your day looks like. That might be right before going to lunch or maybe right after you just had lunch. And then you have your second half of the day as you're winding down from work, but then you're prepping yourself from home. And then the last part is before you go to bed. We have to be more intentional on our well-being and checking in on ourselves. Because this is the thing. If you're not in sync or in tune with your emotions or in tune with your mental, you can very easily overlook when you're not in the best space. Because let's think about it, right? You typically know when someone's not in a good space by their body posture or their facial expressions. It's usually some type of physical sign that gives some type of indication, unless you're really good and you can pick up on vibes. But typically there's like some type of indication knowing that a person is not all there, right? In that moment, you're not walking past a mirror at all hours of the day, right? And so, you know, you don't see yourself to the capacity of where you can point out immediately like, hey, we're not looking too good. We need to have a self-check. So we have to be more in sync with that. And until we get into the space of where we just know exactly when we're just not in the right space, actually put like routine yourself at certain points in your day. Like set aside designated times where you're saying, I'm going to check in myself and make sure I'm good before I try to conquer the world. So now that we're feeling good, now that we have checked in, we can now consume new information. So last week we talked about fear of commitment and we talked along the capacity of committing to a hobby. We explored 3 potential reasons why you are scared to commit to a hobby, scared to introduce something new into your routine and into your life. I'm hoping between last week's episode and this week's episode, you have actually got out of the rut or whatever that looks like for you. And you say, you know what? We're going to designate a hobby for ourselves. We're going to find a hobby for ourselves. If you have started looking great, if you have even secured one, fantastic. If you are even the capacity of just kind of testing the waters with certain things, lovely. Now, while it's important in finding a hobby and securing, making that commitment to your hobby, you want to ensure that your hobby is touching certain areas of your life. And so this week, this episode is going to be about part of me filling my hobby buckets. Now, the true definition of a hobby is an activity done regularly in one's leisure time for pleasure. But hear this, a hobby is not limited to one thing, and a hobby is not limited to one category of your life. So let's talk about it really quickly. What are the 5 areas you want to have a hobby in? So first, you want to have a hobby that makes you money. Second, you want to have a hobby that keeps you in shape. Third, you want to have a hobby that allows you to be creative. Fourth, you want to have a hobby that builds your knowledge. And 5, you want to have a hobby that gives back to your community. Now, let's break each one of these down really quickly. First, doing something that makes you money. You know the saying, if you do a job you love, you'll never work a day in your life. Now, if you replace the word job with hobby, if you're doing a hobby you love, you'll never work a day in your life. Because this is the thing, if you enjoy doing it, that you would do it for free, why not make a little profit out of it? Now, I know that can teeter the scale of removing the pleasure out of the hobby, but that's why I say it's important that whatever you're choosing to make your hobby that's going to make you money is something that you genuinely enjoy doing, even if there wasn't a cost associated with it. I'll use my husband for an example. My husband loves music. He's not limited to the genre of music. He would do techno, country, R&B, hip hop, rap. There's no limitation to the genre of music that he would do. And he turned a hobby of his, which was listening and enjoying the art of music, and he became a DJ. Now he gets booked for a plethora of gigs. And the beautiful thing about it is, while it might have its stressful moments, the root of it is that he enjoys music. So that trumps some of the stressful moments that can come with the business part of it. All right, number two, a hobby that keeps you in shape. Now, this hobby does not have to be limited to being a gym rat. You do not have to become the next world best or world biggest bodybuilder. That's not what that looks like. But that might be cardio in the form of Zumba or in the form of dancing or in the form of hula hooping. I don't know, something that gets you active and something that gets you moving. But most importantly, something that you enjoy doing. I just picked up an active hobby, which is dancing. I picked up a hobby outside of here because that's something I have always enjoyed doing. And yes, we have the gym in our basement, and you know, I work on the bike almost every other day, but to a degree, it gets kind of boring. The dance class that I'm now doing allows me to be social and also do something that I truly love doing, which is dancing. And I'm also getting a nice sweat and workout out of it. Like, what better? Number three, something that allows you to be creative. One thing I admire so much about children and having a daughter of my own, being able to kind of observe her, is their imagination. They can turn any moment, they can turn any inanimate object, they can turn anything into a creative story. They can give it life, they can give it purpose, they give it a name, they give it a personality, but they literally conjure up this whole thing in their head. Then you have the other component of their storytelling. Like, my daughter will make up the story on the top of her head, not in the form of a lie, but she'll tell me a story about a unicorn. She'll have a beginning, middle, and end. And it may not all connect. And honestly, I have no clue how this unicorn ended up from pink, fluffy cloud, rainbow land to my house. However, it allows their creativity to flow and go. And they end it with the end. And it's just so fascinating how the story doesn't have to make sense. However, it allows their creative juices to flow and allows them to get it out. I think one thing that I miss so much about when it comes to being a kid is not taking things so serious. I mean, who cares if there is a unicorn that just walks down the street and, I don't know, shoots fairy dust and glitter outside of their ears? Who cares? It doesn't have to make sense. But your creativity can be in the form of drawing, writing, some level of illustration. I literally have some in my neighborhood that has bottles on their tree. It's their form of expression of art. And I mean, it looks pretty cool. We walk past the house almost every day and we're just like, this looks pretty neat. And it allows them to have their creative expression. Number four is a hobby that builds your knowledge. I am an advocate for you should never want to stop learning. You should never want to stop challenging yourself. You should never want to stop exercising your brain. I think I told you guys once before that one of my goals that I had for my monthly goals was to learn coding. I don't want to be a coder, but hey, it looked pretty cool. And I'm like, why not learn it? Why not learn the basics of coding? And if I never use a day in my life, okay. But it's a pretty neat skill to just have in your back pocket, right? Maybe you want to learn how to play chess. Whatever that looks like for you, try it out. But you want to integrate something that actually challenges you, actually requires you to use your brain. And when I say use your brain, I mean like you're actually concentrating to get the results that is supposed to come out of whatever this knowledge building hobby is supposed to be. Last but not least, and I feel very important, is a hobby that allows you to give back to your community. This can be in the form of visiting shelters. This can be in the form of keeping your neighborhood clean. Oftentimes when I walk with my dogs, I'll just like pick up trash off the ground in a way to keep the neighborhood pretty neat, clean, but also safe for the kids. Whatever community give back looks like for you, incorporate that into a hobby. It's something that's going to make you feel good, but furthermore, it gives you the opportunity to give back to people less fortunate, or even gives you the opportunity to share some of your knowledge and your experience that you have gone through life with. These can be things that can be monumental and life-changing for others. Now, starting out, you don't have to have a hobby in each one of those categories. However, when you are considering the hobbies that you want to do, take a look into those buckets and see which one resonates with you the most. As always, I hope the information in this episode was helpful and didn't make your hobby securing and committing any more challenging. But I hope that this may have formulated more ideas, opened your mindset, and created more space for you to let in different interests and different things that you can take into your life and create a hobby out of it. As always, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful week, and thank you so much for being part of me.